Welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I'm Jay Lawrence, Matt Dyson with me.
Yes, welcome back, Jay. It's nice to have you here as we have these floating hosts, this floating roster of hosts. Richie Firth is back next week, and then we believe Fordy will be back in the hot seat the week after that.
Very exciting.
To see him return into action.
Well, for the next however many minutes, you're going to be hearing us talk about Snoods.
Yes.
Liz Truss. Yeah. There's one lady who used to scream a lot at a certain football ground.
We have a lot of great chat about who you'd like to hear on co-coms on a football match. Yes. Who would be the pundit of choice not involved in football?
Enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football with Jay Lawrence and Matt Dyson. And Dyson here to talk about every single one of the Premier League games that we'll be covering today.
Now is the winter break of our discontent and all the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League in the deep bosom of the ocean bedded. How are brows bound with only championship games to air horn and rock and roll football and the Scottish Cup? To quote Richard III there, Shakespeare wouldn't have had a winter break, would he? So his cast of players could rest due to the high amount of performances they had to take part in. They probably did matinees and late kickoffs every single weekend back in the day. The next Premier League game is at 5:30 this evening. Brentford at home to a resurgent Nottingham Forest. Nuno Espirito Santo Claus gave the Reds a good Christmas, but can it carry on in the new year? What more delights are inside the bearded wonder's sack? One potential Grinch is the returning Ivan Toney, back from his gambling ban and starting up front for the Bees with a gambling company's sponsorship logo emblazoned on his shirt. How considerate. So no 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Even the January transfer window is quiet, mainly as clubs don't want to spend any money due to the strict financial fair play rules starting to hit home. The only big transfer so far is Jordan Henderson leaving his old mate Stevie G in Saudi, having put his reputation on the line for just 6 months of big money. He's left one of the strictest countries in the world and is moving to one of the most liberal. He's now in Amsterdam to play for Ajax. From one extreme to the other, he's certainly taken in some different culture on his gap year from English football. Probably come back in a tie-dye t-shirt doing up speed. Well, talking about how he's found himself. In the Championship, Delia Smith's Norwich are at home to Frank Skinner's West Bromwich Albion in a proper clash of the second-tier celebrity titans. The African Cup of Nations, Algeria versus Burkina Faso has just kicked off. In Group E of the Asian Cup, Bahrain, Malaysia kicks off at 2:30. Who needs the Premier League? We still have rock and roll. We still have football. They may take our 3 o'clock kickoffs, but they will never take our air horn. And real music mattering. Only Braveheart ballers are welcome here this afternoon on Rock and Roll Football. And it's live! Oh, well early!
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So how you been? You been all right?
I spoke too quick. Look, there are no games.
Well done, Matt Dyson. I want to talk about this thing that I saw earlier on this week on the Twitters. Are we calling it that? Bristol, yeah. West Ham in the FA Cup. Was it Bristol City or Bristol Rovers?
Bristol City. They knocked out the Hammers, didn't they?
Yeah, 1-0 it was. And on the telly, they had the commentary, and they had, well, I saw, it was a bit confusing, really, because for a little while I wasn't watching it, but on social media there was a particular like character that they said was actually commentating, but it turns out he wasn't. Remember, you know, Tom Kerridge off of the telly, the chef. Lots of people saying Tom Kerridge was doing the commentary, but it wasn't. It was the former footballer Danny Gabbadon.
Of course, yes.
Now they sound similar.
Similar Bristolian accents, but they do sound almost identical, don't they?
This is Danny Gabbadon.
You're just gay. It's probably the worst thing that can happen.
Sounding really uplifting, by the way.
That's the so carriage-like.
Well. Certainly after that game, yeah, it was a. Really,
and this is Danny Gabbadon talking about cooking.
So in here, I've got some hollandaise sauces already been made. We're going to put a big spoonful of that.
Which is which?
It's the same person.
Egg yolks. And then into that,
the
same amount.
If it was radio, no one would know.
White sauce.
Nobody would know. So, well, I could have done it. So Danny Gabbadon, Tom Kerridge. It would have been good, I reckon, if Tom Kerridge could have done the commentary. It would have been interesting to get his real perspective on that. And there are certain people don't you think, Dyson, that they deserve a shot to be the pundit?
Yes. I think it needs mixing up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Some,
often the co-commentator as well, they're quite dull and boring.
It's a bit monotone, isn't it?
You know,
yeah.
Saying what's happened and saying, it gets quite dull. You might as well have someone with a bit more pizzazz in that slot, like Kerridge. But I was thinking maybe Kathy Burke on co-commentary. I think she wouldn't like sit on the fence. She'd be giving her opinion without worrying about offending ex-pros.
So what you're saying is if something bad happened in the match, Kathy Burke would sound a little bit like this.
Oh, my God. The whole thing is just so depressing.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, I don't know what to say, really.
Yeah,
I watch my language.
not the best pundit, where she says, I've got not anything to say, to be fair.
No, it's just depressing, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, we're going to be looking for your alternative pundits, please. This is what Clive tweeted the other day, right? And this is what, like, you know, made me think about it. Danny Gabardon and Tom Kerridge sound really similar. Every time I hear the former on FA Cup co-coms, I expect him to launch into a recipe for low-carb fish and chips.
They are identical.
So we're looking, basically, for those alternative pundits, Dyson, aren't we?
Yes, we are, and there's quite a few coming through. James in Devon says, sticking with the chef theme, Gordon Ramsay would surely make a great pundit, be a lot of beeping, but worth it. Would that work, do you think?
I think Gordon Ramsay would be... I think it would. You know, especially if you ask for Gordon Ramsay's opinion...
On the demise of Crystal Palace at the moment, what do you think?
You're telling them that I'm shutting it down. I am stopping the owners starting this disgusting mess.
Oh, right.
This is how many words was in the...
and play party to that. My sincere apologies.
At least he apologises at the end,
agrees
to be fair.
With the parish out brigade. Amazing.
Kevin's been on as well, saying sports commentators. Jason Statham.
Ooh.
That would be a good one.
Be nice, yes.
Michael Caine as well.
Michael Caine. Yes.
So if Michael Caine, if someone asked Michael Caine, you know, about the Crystal Palace situation, you know, maybe the ownership.
And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand. Perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Didn't just ask you about your opinion on football, to be honest, then, Michael.
We'll be back after this break.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some great suggestions coming in. Phil on Twitter says, it's got to be Brian Blessed. Imagine him commentating on a Newcastle game and shouting, Gordon's offside. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Brian Blessed is a perfect co-commentator. I think he's got variety.
Yeah.
He's got that theatrical tone. And
so
that's what we're missing in football, like, pundits, aren't we?
Yeah. Imagine, like, big moments, like Harry Kane stepping up for a crucial penalty. Talk us through it, Brian.
And here he is, this young man. He's not missed anything all day. The atmosphere is hushed. You can hear a pin drop, but this young fellow relishes the task ahead of him.
I honestly believe that our pundits nowadays, they should go to drama school prior to doing it.
More of that.
Also, this noise just needs to be on, like, commentary, like, more. I don't know why, it just needs to be.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
We need people's help, though, don't we, Dyson, right now?
Yes. Who should we support in the Rock and Roll Football Supporters Club? Quite a few suggestions coming in. Cardiff City say Big Dave and Normski driving home from London after a hard day's graft. So Cardiff. One text just says Millwall because we super Millwall from the Den, which is nicely worded.
It is also, obviously, the Den is, you know, Millwall's ground. Was Millwall. So is it still Millwall's ground?
I think so, yeah. The new Den.
But I like the idea. It's just like, no, I'm just called the Den.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it? I'm from the Den.
The Den.
The Den.
His name.
Please support Grimsby Town because, let's be honest, they need all the help they could get. And it would make my dad really happy. Oh, that's Jess in Barry Island. Yeah. I think that, you know, these are good suggestions, but I think they're two big clubs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We want lower league.
We want lower league.
More grassroots level. Someone suggested Dorking Wanderers. Mm. They're playing Gateshead today. So that's Chris that suggested that. That might be a one.
What about this one from Neil in Broadstairs? Chaps, you've got to support League Two Gillingham today. We're playing bottom placed, managerless Forest Green Rovers, who are without a win since sometime in the Bronze Age.
Oh, wow.
So yes. It feels to help them turn the corner this afternoon. Last time I was doing Rock and Roll Football, I think Troy Deeney had just been appointed.
Oh, yes.
Manager of Forest
Green
Rovers.
He's gone already.
And now he's gone. Do you have an early inkling for who you want to support, Dyson, in the Rock and Roll Football Supporters Club?
I am leaning towards Gillingham at this stage. Yeah, because that looks like a possible home banker, perhaps.
Yeah, a home banker.
We asked for grassroots, and we've got some real obscurities coming in. Please support the Bluebells, a.k.a. Yatetown FC, versus Mousehole.
Are they making Mousehole?
Is that
Where's Mousehole?
Mousehole in the Southern League. Well, Tyrone Ming's first men's senior club at the age of 17 was Yatetown, was it? Oh, right, and so Mousehole in Cornwall. And Tommy Conway, who scored for Bristol City versus West Ham, was a loanee at Yatetown for 12 matches last season.
And so we made them.
They made them. That sounds quite exciting. Plus, we need the points more than Mousel.
Mousel is pronounced it wrong.
Mousel. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that, because otherwise people from Mousel are always pronounced that wrong.
Mousel.
I don't know why I did that accent. Hello to Freddie, who's age 12 in Norfolk, who's been on.
Oh, yes.
If you want a grassroots club, then please support... I mean, this is grassroots and a half, this. Please support Swanton Morley under 12s in their game tomorrow versus Mulbarton.
Wow.
We are third from bottom in our league and unbeaten in our last three games. Also, it's my birthday this week. What do you say to that, Dyson?
I'm not sure that game's on the Vidi printer, unfortunately. We do need to be able to access it via the Sky Sports app, if nothing else. And I don't think under 12s in East Anglia are covered, unfortunately. And it's tomorrow. We need something happening right now.
Also, how rude that you didn't say happy birthday to Freddie there.
Happy birthday.
So there is another one from Russell in South Wales, Dyson. I think we've got to do this one.
Newport County, guys. Home to Wrexham today in the Welsh Derby, and then Man United in the FA Cup next weekend. That's Russell. Yeah, so I like the sound of that. They're playing Wrexham. Everyone loves Hollywood Wrexham, don't they?
But not us.
So we're going to stand up against the Hollywood might of Wrexham and back Newport. By the way, Wrexham already down to 10 men. William Boyle was sent off, so Newport playing against 10 men. And it's 0-0 at this stage, but we're going to back them.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Rock and Roll Football with Virgin Bet.
Okay, it's time to play for £1,000 thanks to Virgin Bet. On the line now, we've got Jack the Chelsea fan. Jack, what a season.
Oh, no, what a mess.
What would you do differently, Jack? Well, if you were manager, what would you do?
We just need some sort of togetherness, I guess. I have no idea.
Surely.
The defeated Jack there.
Surely Poch will turn it round at some point, won't he?
I hope so. He needs to do something with them.
Well, Jack, let's try and uplift you today, OK? Because we've got 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you three sports-related questions. All you need to do is answer each question correctly to win £600. You'll get £200 for each correct answer you give us. And to win an additional £400, answer the bonus question. You can either walk away with the money you win or risk losing it all for a shot at the bonus question. You got it?
Yeah, all good.
OK, your time begins after I finish asking the first question. OK?
Sure.
Jose Mourinho was sacked this week by which Italian club?
Roma.
Okay, yes, brilliant. Question two, which African country is Chelsea legend Didier Drogba from?
Ivory Coast!
Ooh, okay, two for two. And which animal appears on the crest of Aston Villa? Name animals.
Yeah.
A lion.
Yes! Well done.
First guess. I was wondering if you're going to go hamster and just work your way up.
They were nice questions for a Chelsea fan, weren't they? Wow, lucky.
Yeah, especially that Didier Drogba one as well. If you got that one wrong, Jack, you never live that one down.
So, I know. It was stuck there. Like, it needed to come up.
So you've won £600, Jack. That's now, quiet. Thanks to Virgin Bet, we're going to give you the chance to win an extra £400 by answering a bonus question. You can either walk away now with what you've won so far or risk losing it all if you don't get the bonus question correct. You will have 15 seconds to answer the bonus question and it's multiple choice. What would you like to do?
I'm going to have to risk it.
Yes, he's going to have to risk it.
You've done this well. You've done so well this far.
This is where I feel nervous, Dyson. I always feel nervous.
I have faith in him.
Okay, bonus question. For £400, we have 15 seconds on the clock. Your time will begin after I've finished asking the bonus question. For an additional £400, former Liverpool midfielder Jordan Henderson joined Ajax this week. But which team did Liverpool sign him from in 2011? Newcastle or Sunderland?
Sunderland.
Yeah! Jack, was that a guess?
I've never seen him in a Newcastle kit.
There we go.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations. You've just won £1,000, Jack. How do you feel?
Brilliant. I mean, the season's gone, but...
Yeah. Forget Chelsea. Forget about Chelsea. Focus on the money.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing. Well, congratulations to you, Jack. For another chance to win, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk. It's all thanks to Virgin Bet, where you can bet £10 on football this weekend and get a £5 free bet when you opt in through the Virgin Bet app. 18 plus, bet responsibly, begambleaware.org.
Kicking you into shape, it's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
We're looking for your alternative pundits, aren't we? We've had this one from Glenn in South Shields who says, gents, probably doesn't sound like he's from the East End.
Gents,
my suggestion for a pundit would be our former substitute Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Ooh. Given how excitable she got over the UK's export of cheese, I think she could waffle on about nout for ages. That's a great suggestion, especially if something like, you know, something like bad or like controversial happened.
Yes, yeah. What do you make of that VAR decision, Liz?
That is a disgrace.
Perfect.
There you go.
She would be perfect at it.
I like it. She wears her heart on her sleeve. another suggestion from Ian Stewart on Twitter. He would like to hear on CoCom's Don Logan from Sexy Beast, Ben Kingsley's character in Sexy Beast, after a VAR decision against him. Imagine his reaction. Let's get your take on it, Don.
No.
A man of few words, let's be honest with that one. 8-12-15, if you've got some suggestions for alternative pundits. Or you can tweet us at Absolute Radio. Liz Truss, I think, is going to be one to beat.
Yes.
I think Liz Truss is just, you know, quite eloquent,
I
think.
Future career for her, perhaps.
Future career.
That is a disgrace.
There's been some good tweets and some good texts about this. And I think we might have, potentially, the winner. Not that it's a competition, alternative pundits, Dyson. Yeah. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
About this, the Morgan Freeman one.
Yes, Morgan Freeman.
Woolly Blake on Twitter suggested Morgan Freeman on CoComs. It's the only answer, and I think you might be right, to be fair.
I think Morgan Freeman doing anything, though. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be CoComs.
And the power of his voice is just brilliant. I can listen to that for 90 minutes.
Morgan Freeman is the only person in the world that can sack David Attenborough and take over his job. Do you know what I mean?
The only voice capable.
The only voice capable. Morgan Freeman would sound a little bit like this. In what situation did we say this could be?
We were maybe talking about Roy Hodgson after another defeat for Crystal Palace, perhaps.
That kid's long gone. This old man is all that's left.
It's harsh, Morgan.
He's got to live with that. He's got to live with that. Morgan Freeman. He's got to live with that.
I like it.
What's the other one we've had, Dyson?
Yes, Joanna Lumley has come in from Mike as Patsy and Ab Fab. I'd love to hear her commentating on a game alongside the main commentator. So imagine her thoughts. This is her thoughts on the Chelsea transfer policy.
Okay.
Buy, sell, transfer. The thing is, Eddie, you've got to hire people while they're still in awe of you. Treat them like and then sack them before they despise you.
Sounds about right, to be honest, isn't it? Sounds about right.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Earlier on, Dyson, we were talking about, off air, just before the show, we were talking about those things that in football that we just haven't heard about. in ages.
They were big for a while and then they disappeared.
Yeah, completely disappeared. Yeah, so we were talking about one example, snoods.
Snoods.
Couldn't get away from snoods.
Yeah,
it was snoods this, snoods
every
that.
Every player and manager had a snood, didn't they? You're
they
right.
did.
Yeah,
Carlos
point.
Tevez might as well have just launched his own brand of snoods.
You remember nasal strips? Remember Robbie Fowler?
Yes.
Robbie Fowler adopted the nasal strip to sort of widen his nose to get more oxygen.
Because I thought he broke his nose the first time I saw that.
Yeah, he did that. It was some weird health fad, wasn't it? Like, get more oxygen in your nose.
There was the other one that you brought, orange balls.
Orange balls, we don't see them in the snow anymore.
Don't see them.
Never see them.
Then I brought up one and you had zero idea what I was talking about. You had never, ever heard about this before. And I don't know whether I'm going mad and whether this was like a big thing or maybe it was just me watching Match of the Day every single, you know, Saturday evening or whatever. When Arsenal used to play at Highbury...
Yeah.
Even when I say it, it sounds made up. Every time, on one particular end of Highbury, whenever like either Arsenal or the opposing team used to get near the goal, all you could hear was a scream, right? There would just be this screaming behind the goal.
One person.
One person screaming, and it used to drive me mad because nobody mentioned it. And it's like one of those things where, you know, Is nobody else hearing this whole thing?
It was quite quiet, isn't it? Wasn't it in the library as they used to call it?
Oh, here we go.
Scream is sort of ringing a bell, weirdly, hearing that on commentary. That scream, was it to try and put them off? Or
I have no idea.
Was she freaking out because they were about to concede the goal?
I think it was that. I don't know what it was. It's just that every time there was a chance for Arsenal or a chance for the other team, over the top of the commentators, you'd essentially hear this. Every single time. And I feel like I'm making it up in a way.
Highbury screaming lady. Maybe there's someone.
I mean, that makes it sound like a ghost, doesn't
maybe
it?
There's
like
someone
haunting
out
it.
There that was at a game and was near her when she was back in her heyday.
Yeah, I remember that woman. She ruined the whole day. All I could hear was screaming all the time.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I don't think we had enough of Liz Truss on that podcast saying that is a disgrace, Matt Dyson. I think we need more. It needs to be compulsory.
I think we need to play the full version of the Sexy Beast clip that producer Nick got to play out on the show. But I think even in the world of podcasts, that might get us into trouble, to be honest.
I think it would be okay in a podcast, just not sure elsewhere, to be honest with you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, Dyson. Thank you so much for letting me be with you over the last few hours as well on Rock
Always
and Roll.
It's a pleasure to
football.
Have you here. You're back on Sundays now.
Oh, I'm back on Sundays as per you. I should probably talk about that, shouldn't I?
Yes,
hello,
should.
I'm Jay Lawrence. I'm on Absolute Radio. I'm usually on at 10 p.m. on the weekdays, but if you are a fan of Rock and Roll Football on a Saturday, then listen to the lesser version on a Sunday afternoon.
No.
Less Matt Dyson, more me.
More screaming ladies at Highbury.
Right, we'll leave on that, shall we?
Bye.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.